What do you do when your five-year-old girl insists she's a boy? No one knows just how many kids in the U.S. suffer from gender identity issues because they often go unacknowledged by parents and doctors.
But Washington Post staff writer Petula Dvorak met one family who went to doctors, counselors, their pastor, support groups before they could accept that their child is transgender. Petula's with us now to talk more about this story. Welcome to WTOP.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I imagine that most parents can't relate to the idea of having a transgender child, but I'm sure that they can relate to the idea of, if they did have one, that they would probably go to as many experts as they could find.
Exactly, and I think that was one of the reasons that made Tyler's family story so compelling. They're definitely not parents into experimental parenting. They really want to do what's best for their child. And they were, you know, I think a little bit floored when they started uncovering the research to get to the bottom of this child's very particular and unusual behavior.
And how did they start to manage it, Petula?
Well, it was interesting. As you said, they did lots of research. The mom first did a lot of research and read lots of books, went online, went to her pastor, then they went to some support groups, and then they found a specialist, drove out to Pennsylvania and met with a specialist. The diagnosis was gender dysphoria, which is a severe dislike or disconnect with your own body and your own gender. And her prescription was to just allow this child to live as a boy as she wants to, and to call her he. And that's what they did. And they saw an immediate change in the child's behavior. The tantrums, the sadness, the constant battle over whether you're calling the child she or he ended. And that was good enough for them for now.
You know, what's fascinating in reading your reporting on this, Petula, is that there is so much of this support out there for parents of transgender children. The question is, though, how young can children be before they start to identify themselves as transgender? Is it something that you commonly see among older kids, or is it becoming more common for kids as young as the one you reported on, this five-year-old, to come out this way?
Right. And that's what's so compelling about this, too, is, you know, I think the world kind of accepted the idea of Chaz Bono and, you know, the ratings were okay on Dancing with Stars, and everyone could kind of understand that. But how could a small child? The thing that so many of the researchers told me is, you know, children start to establish their gender roles and identify who they are at 2, 3, 4, 5. That's when some girls who, you know, might be not allowed to play with dolls will take stuffed animals, or I know one friend, a fork, and cradle it and pretend to be mommy. And boys, even though you ban guns, as I do in my house, take their celery sticks and shoot each other with their celery, or chew toast in the shape of guns. That is when you start identifying with your gender and expressing the stereotypes, at least, of what that gender is supposed to be. And so when that is why a lot of researchers and doctors can accept that a child is establishing that disconnect at that age, too.
I'm sure your piece helped a lot of people sort through some of this, Petula. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
That's Washington Post staff writer Petula Dvorak.